News, weather, conversation, and company when you get up. Weekends with Ken. CJAD 800.
It is just after 7 o'clock. Good morning. As you may have heard, there are a couple of nights of stand-up comedy this weekend out on the West Island, both in support of the General Vanier Legion in Roxborough, which was gutted by a fire last October. It's a fundraising event to help the Legion get back on its feet. Last night's show was at the Marcel Morin Community Center in Pierrefonds. Tonight's sold-out show, by the way, is at the Dollard Civic Center. Joey Elias, Ken Doran, Leonard Yell put together a couple of nice nights for the cause with a great lineup, which includes Heidi Foss, and she's on the line. Heidi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good. Always good to have you on the show. Our friend Joey stepped up and answered the bell again, right? Especially when it comes to, I guess, military vets and their families. The guy's got a big heart here.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding. He's been on several military tours as well, entertaining the troops, which is why, that's not the only reason why he stepped up, but he certainly understands, you know, much more than I do, who's never been on a tour, you know, what goes into, you know, being a veteran and what these soldiers go through on the front lines.
Yeah, and these legions are such important parts of the community, you know, they're real gathering places and a real sense of community.
Yeah, like so. A second home, second home for these men and women, you know, of course.
Yeah, when my dad's a World War II vet, when my mom used to always go to the Legion in Ville Saint-Laurent, just as a place to socialize and get together and see some familiar faces, so I certainly know what that's all about.
Oh, isn't that great? Yeah, that's great.
Hey, is it too late to wish you a Happy New Year?
It is.
Oh, I didn't know the cutoff date.
Yeah, not too early to wish me a Happy New Year for next year.
All right. How has the start of 2023 been treating you?
It's been busy, Ken. It's been very busy. I've been touring. I've been writing on animated TV shows. I've been, it's been a little nutty and dodging snowstorms every couple of minutes to try and get to my destination.
Please tell me you weren't stuck on one of those Via Rail trains going between Montreal and Toronto over the holidays.
I was not deliberately. I refused to take a train. Now, I can't believe anybody's still getting on the train these days, but I was headlining in Toronto, the Downtown Club, and I left a day early from Montreal because it was just about a week and a half ago, our last Friday storm. Mm. And so I left a day early so that I could avoid the mess. And I'm so happy I did because, again, there was a mess and planes were canceled and trains and, you know.
We're on the line with Heidi Foss. She's part of the lineup for the second show tonight to support that Legion out on the West Island. Heidi, I noticed that you, I guess you spent New Year's Eve at the Comedy Nest with your buddies, right? And those shows were big hits from what I saw online.
You know what? It was the eve of New Year's Eve that I was there. That's what you're thinking. Oh, yeah, okay, I was there the eve of New Year's Eve and the eve of New Year's Eve. I was there, but I was not there on the actual. I didn't do the actual countdown at the Nest. No. Yeah, they were awesome shows. Mike Patterson was headlining, and from what I understand, they're incredible. Yeah.
So let me ask you this: what were you doing New Year's Eve? And let me tell you, first of all, that I conked out at about 10 to 10. I didn't even see the ball drop.
I think I got there. It's a bit earlier than you even. I was kind of over from doing the eve of the two shows. I was like, we were going to go to a party, and it was just like, you know, I'm going to go to sleep. And so I wasn't awake during the countdown. So it's the count of our lives, Ken.
Yeah, I know.
We can't even celebrate New Year's Eve.
I think the last time we talked at some point last year, I guess it was on the show, you were telling me about your animated film. Is it Butterfly Tale?
Yes, and it's being released this coming fall. So please, everybody out there, look out for it. I'm pretty excited about it. I haven't seen the full film yet, but I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's amazing to see your writing, you know, sort of, be built into these incredible animated scenes. And I was at a Christmas party at the production house, and they showed me a few of the scenes, and it just blows you away, I just cannot wait for this fall for them to release it this fall. I'm tickled, you know.
It's called Butterfly Tale, and it's your idea. Yeah. And you co-wrote it, right?
It's my idea and I co-wrote it, exactly. I came up with the idea. You know, I took it to several production houses, this production house in Montreal, and they do their own animation as well. They loved it. You know how long it took? It was about 2011, maybe a little later, that I took it to them. That's how long it takes to get a film made. and funding and all that sorts of things. So that was like over 10 years ago that this, so it's been a long up and down, a little journey, but, as is the film a little bit, it's a butterfly tale about the monarch butterfly journey from Canada down to Mexico. And, so it's like a road movie, but with animated butterflies. It's super fun. I'm super proud of it.
That long journey that you're referring to finally get the thing done. I mean, that's a common tale, right? When it comes to the film industry, some of these movies are, 20, 25 years, before they finally get.
And, you know, but so often you think, okay, it's over. It's done. There's no way we can, get over this hurdle. And then 3 years later, somebody else is interested in it. And it once again becomes a possibility. And you get excited about it all over again, and then you hit another hurdle. Oh. So it's that like learning to really just kind of roll with the punches. Yeah. And if this thing ever gets made, it's going to be incredible. But you start to lose hope at certain points, and then you get excited and lose hope and excited, and so. It looks like it's going to get down at this point.
Heidi, it's like a stock portfolio. Don't bother stressing out over how it looks. Just leave it be, and
exactly.
It's good.
Exactly.
Heidi Foss is going to be on stage tonight with this great lineup to support the Legion out there on the West Island. Heidi, break a leg, and great talking to you as always. All the best.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.